May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as we consider the next few weeks, Jesus as our teacher, we come to the familiar story about Mary and Martha. It's a short vignette, to be sure, but it doesn't mean that it has little value for us today. Mary and Martha, of course, were sisters, and they lived in Bethany. And Jesus came by their home and began to teach the disciples who were there. It may have been that other friends and family could have been there, plus maybe some additional people from the village, but we don't know that for sure. What we do know is that Martha, Mary, is paying rapt attention to Jesus, sitting at his feet as any male student would with any of the rabbis of that day. Meanwhile, Martha is busy with the household chores and apparently overwhelmed enough to implore Jesus to have Mary come and help her. So Jesus chides Martha, saying, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Now, one direction that some people like to take with this story is what I'd like to call the feminist angle. Hooray for Jesus for breaking social custom and showing women are just as important as men. Mary is as much a disciple as Bartholomew and John. Shame on you, Martha, for upholding the patriarchy. Another take, in contrast, is what I like to call the revisionist history angle. Hooray for Martha for standing up for herself to Jesus and trying to solicit a little bit of help so we don't become just another one of these 20% of all the people doing 80% of the work kind of church. Shame on you, Mary, you lazy good-for-nothing lump. Worker bees are just as important as Bible scholars in the church. Now, while it is true that Mary, sitting with the other disciples, was countercultural for her time, and equally as true is the fact that we need all hands on deck in the church and not just the handful that usually step up, I think both of these interpretations miss a very important point that gets overlooked in this passage. I believe the interpretive key to this passage is the phrase, "Martha was distracted." Don't believe me? Well, Jesus pretty much repeats it when talking to Martha. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing." The problem isn't that Mary is lazy or that Martha was under the thumb of patriarchal expectations. It's much simpler than that. Martha was distracted. Now, I imagine that many of you are the kind of person who's prone to stay busy when you have a lot of stress or worry or are dealing with a lot of chaos in areas that are outside of your control. How many of you are like that in here today? Yeah. And when you start working, cleaning, organizing, pitching out old stuff, keeping up the usual routines, it gives you a sense of control and stability, right? Well, that very well could be what Jesus was alluding to when he says that Martha is worried and distracted by many things. Could it be, though, that maybe she was just overwhelmed and worried about having to serve all these people in her house? Sure. The beauty of this passage is that Martha could be any one of us. Someone who's caught up in the needs of the moment. Someone who's trying to stay busy in order to achieve a sense of control and normalcy, finally. Or, heck, even someone who is just carrying more than their fair share of the load. no matter their reason. Martha wasn't paying attention to Jesus. Period. She was distracted. She was worried. She even let it get in the way of her relationship with her sister Mary. I guess misery loves company, right? Here's the great thing about this passage, though. Not that Jesus says that Mary can stay. Yes, it's a cultural anomaly that Mary was hanging out with the guys. She was just one of the disciples as much as any other. No, the cooler thing, actually, is that Jesus implies that Martha could have been staying too. Mary chose the better part, being with Jesus, hearing from the Lord of life himself. She could have had a seat right there with Mary. Or if things really still just needed to get done, she could have tried her best to work and pay attention to Jesus as he taught. Heck, there's a friend of Kelly of mine back in Pennsylvania who had no trouble watching her favorite soap operas while doing spring cleaning in her house. Martha could have stopped working or kept working either way, if only she put her worries aside long enough to hear the voice of our Savior speaking to her. This passage does not set up some false choice between being a scholar versus a server. It doesn't really even make a point about women being real disciples, though you can draw that conclusion if you combine it with some other biblical passages. It's making a far simpler point that we all need to hear from Jesus, and we shouldn't let anything get in the way of that vital experience. We need to be opening up the scriptures daily. We need to be taking time in silence to hear the voice of Jesus' Spirit summoning us and guiding us into all truth. We need to be attentive to the presence of Christ in the people that we meet and the places that we go. We need to recognize when we're letting life's busyness or misguided expectations or wayward emotions and frantic thoughts keep us from focusing on our loving Lord. And thanks be to God, Jesus gives us grace to do that very thing. He never stops speaking to us if we simply settle our hearts and listen. He gives us permission to take a break and spend time with him. He even accompanies us in the midst of our daily grind. No time to pray? Well, then offer little prayers throughout the day. Listen to the Bible or a daily office podcast while you're driving. Even take moments in the restroom as an opportunity for just a minute of silent meditation in the presence of God. There's literally no good reason not to pray. There's even less reason to keep away from Jesus. He loves you. He died on the cross to break sin's power. He conquered death so you can have life. He prays for you right now in the presence of the Father. He even commissioned the Holy Spirit to live in you so you're never too far away to hear his voice. This morning on the Mary-Martha spectrum, where are you? Completely attentive to Jesus, totally stressed and distracted by the cares of life, somewhere in between, fluctuating one way or another depending on the time of day. Jesus wants you to have the better part of spending time with him, even if you have a lot on your plate. Don't settle for being a second-class disciple who just runs yourself ragged. Take time to hear from Jesus and be energized. Maybe even take a page from Martin Luther's book, who once said, "I have so much to do, I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer." If we are truly convinced that we cannot live the Christian life without the abiding grace of Jesus, then none of us should ever be tempted to neglect prayer in order to get things done. I know in the rare days that I've missed my dedicated prayer time, it's been a much poorer day than if I had just simply accepted being late or doing less. But I can testify that the days that I pray are better on the whole, if for no other reason than I've had the chance to relish our Savior's grace. I usually get more done if I can spend time with Jesus and maybe even do it with a little bit less grumpiness, as Kelly can attest to you. But even if I can't get done everything that I want to, I'm better able to deal with the fallout and rest in Christ's grace if I have prayed. Jesus is calling you to sit at His feet every single day. Are you willing to take time and let Jesus pour of His abundant grace and love in your life before the cares of the day begin to overwhelm you? I hope so. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in You we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray You so to guide and govern us by Your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget You, but may remember that we are ever walking in Your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.